Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. 99.7% of new COVID cases in the U.S. are among unvaccinated people. This from Seth Meyers. He said, I can't believe it's even necessary to say that, but here we are. It's like saying all the red people at the beach are the ones who didn't wear sunscreen. We know what the sunscreen's for. Colbert said, no, America, the pandemic's got to be over. I threw out my sweatpants. I killed my sourdough starter. I drank all my hand sanitizer. I'm not going back to the storage room. And he said, come on, guys, get the shot. Don't make celebrities sing again. Haven't we had enough? With no advance notice, John Mulaney took to social media late Friday, and I shared it on Instagram at Daily Comedy News because I had already recorded the weekend. What are you doing to me, John Mulaney? What did John Mulaney announce? He announced more stand-up comedy shows for the upcoming John Mulaney From Scratch tour. He's got a long stretch in Boston from August 14th through the 29th. That's long. Then Vegas on September 4th, then Atlanta, Philly, and New Orleans. The Boston shows, he's doing two shows a night for that run at the Wilbur Theater, which is a great venue. So apparently he's super popular in Boston. Now, later this week, I saw an article where they interviewed John Mulaney's wife. Yeah, remember John Mulaney's wife? That's a thing. Well, that's a person. I don't mean to call her a thing. That's a person. And they're still married, and we're all like, oh yeah, John Mulaney's dating Olivia Nunn, that's cool. There's a wife, John Mulaney. Not cool. Hari Kondabolu, he posted a 2-minute video on Twitter. He's devastated. He said, we lost the spelling bee. I'm an Indian American, and I'm devastated. I'm trying not to get emotional as I film this. The streak is over. 12 years of Indian American champions, and the streak is over. He said it was tough for him because we've only got this one thing, and now that's done. You might think, what about the geography bee, Hari? That's small potatoes, everybody. If you have Indian coworkers or friends who don't show up at work or school, you know why. It's a national day of mourning, the day after what will go down as one of the hardest days in Indian American history. I'm going to go and watch the ends of the last 12 spelling bees. I know that's a little sick, but I need to feel that adrenaline rush of victory I feel every year. But it's over. 12 in a row, son. There are tears streaming down my face. One user posted, I think we need some self-reflection on what went wrong and inquiry. This cannot be allowed to happen again. Another follower said, chin up, my dude. There's always mathematics. The AV Club caught up with Kristen Schaal and said, what fictional family would you like to belong to? Kristen Schaal said, I don't mean to do a plug, but I always wish I was in the Belcher family for real on, say it with me, Bob's Burgers. Kristen Schaal, who claims Bob's Burgers is a real show, said, I love the relationship between them. I mean, obviously it's fake, but sometimes I do get jealous. We'll break that sentence apart in a second. They just love each other so much. I suppose I wish that was my family, and I guess it is, but it's not real. That's Kristen Schaal, who supposedly voices a character on Bob's Burgers. I will ask you two questions. One, have you ever seen Bob's Burgers on your television? The answer is no. The other question, have you ever met anyone who has seen Bob's Burgers on television? The answer is also no. This show does not exist. Now let's listen to Kristen again. She said, I mean, obviously it's fake, blah, blah, blah. And then she said, it's not real. She's trying to tell us. This is a cry for help. The Bob's Burgers mafia has gotten a Kristen Schaal. They make her pretend she voices this character. It's not real, unquote. Boy, I hope Gabe Iglesias is doing well. He had to cancel some shows after testing positive for COVID, despite being fully vaccinated. He said on social media, announcement I didn't want to make on my birthday. Unfortunately, I've tested positive for COVID. I made sure that I got tested by two different types of tests, and they both came back positive. This was on his 45th birthday. That sucks. He was supposed to wrap up his 73-stop tour in San Antonio over the weekend, but he didn't do that. Those San Antonio diner guys that were like, hey, Gabe Iglesias was here this week. Remember I told you that story on, I think, Friday? They might not be so happy that they went to social media going, hey, Gabe Iglesias was here. That could be bad for business. You make your own decisions. Gabe said, not the way I wanted to spend my birthday, but at least I'm alive and I have cake. I can't taste or to smell it, but I have it. Wish me luck and be careful out there. From Deadline, Comedy Dynamics has inked a deal with Eddie Izzard to license her entire comedy catalog and release her new stand-up special, Wonder Bar. Eddie said, I'm very happy to have my comedic body of work and our Emmy-nominated documentary Believe to be available with Comedy Dynamics for all of North America to enjoy. From Deadline, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is gearing up for its 8th and final season. They went on Twitter and they posted an image touting the entire Brooklyn Nine-Nine family, from Andy Samberg to Andre Brower. The social media post said, hop in, season 8 is going to be a wild ride, set to return on August 12th. In the final season, Jake and the squad must try to balance their personal lives and their professional lives over the course of a very difficult year. Quick plug for my travel podcast. It is called Travel Is Back. What is it? It's just places I go and what I like to do when I'm there. This week's episode, Princeton, New Jersey. I didn't even plan on doing this episode, but I went to Princeton for a soccer tournament. I had a great time. So that podcast is called Travel Is Back. New episodes every Monday. Last week, I did best beaches so far on the podcast. You and I, have been to San Diego, Nashville, Chicago, Iceland, the best beaches, and Princeton. I feel like I forgot an episode in there. No, I'm thinking of the Philadelphia episode, which I didn't publish yet. That's next week. Anyway, from Wisconsin Public Radio, female comedians in Madison say the decision by a prominent local club to book Louis C.K. sends a message. In the comedy world, their concerns still don't count for much. In response to the booking, a group of alternative comics will hold their own event on the same night as one of CK's sold-out shows. Comedy on State announced it would host five shows. Sasha Roser performs at Comedy on State's open mic nights. She said she'll keep going there, even though she disagrees with the booking. She said, "I do love that club, so I hope it pays off for them booking Louis C.K., but I hope it also doesn't send this message to comedians like, this is a place where we just let the sexual predators waltz through the door, and then we pay them an enormous paycheck." Pretty sure that is the message. Roser and other female comedians are putting on Babe-a-Palooza. It's an all-female show on Sunday, July 25th. The event site refers to, quote, "Some places are continuing to celebrate the sickos and dumbos that should no longer be celebrated." Organizers will donate proceeds from the show to the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault. Rapper and comedian Craig Smith wrote on Facebook, "No one's forcing anybody to buy tickets to a show they don't want to see." Roser said she's talked to male comics who don't see CK's transgressions as a very big deal. Comic Sarah Schmidt said it's basically saying you don't care, that money is more important. To me, it's kind of selling out. Dina Nina said booking CK is disrespectful to the women who work in the environment who have been sexually assaulted, because a lot of us have. Nina founded Lady Laughs Comedy. That's a collective of female comics that is self-consciously an alternative to Main Street clubs. She said CK's comedy was never to her taste, and she rarely goes to Comedy on State, saying, "I don't get booked there. They don't even pay attention to me," which is totally fine. That's their prerogative. "I produce my own shows, and I'm committed to trying to give women and queer people a stage and a hand up. I don't see that commitment at all with Comedy on State." She even understands why they book CK, other than sold-out shows. It's also earned the club a boatload of free publicity. But to her, it's a symptom of a culture in a world of comedy clubs that doesn't allow for local talent to thrive and get better. And from the Daily Mail, the spokesperson for Bill Cosby has said that he believes Cosby is entitled to millions and millions of dollars for the more than 2 years he spent in jail. The representative did not state how much specifically the 84-year-old Bill Cosby should receive or where the funds would come from, but Mr. Cosby was given an unwanted 2-year and 10-month vacation that he never asked for. His constitutional rights were abolished. His due process was stripped away from him. He's due millions and millions of dollars. As Mr. Cosby said to me today, "I feel that this district attorney and Judge Stephen O'Neill and Kevin Steele should resign effective immediately." That is your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.